Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Yes, welcome everyone.
Today we are taking a plunge into the world of uncrewed underwater vehicles, or UUVs for short.
That's right, UUVs.
We are going to be looking at some really cool info from, well, two of the big players in this tech.
Yeah, two of the leaders, really, Northrop Grumman and General Dynamics Mission Systems.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to come away from this deep dive with a really solid grasp of what's happening in the UUV world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The cutting edge, the latest and greatest, what's it all about, what can they do, how are they changing the way we interact with the, well, the oceans, the deep.
Yeah. Imagine a future where robots are down there exploring the deepest, darkest parts of the ocean for months on end.
Right. Or how about keeping an eye on all this critical underwater pipelines and cables?
And all this without a human in sight. It's closer than you might think.
It really is.
So to get us started, we've got some really good source material here.
Right. What are we working with?
We've got excerpts from Northrop Grumman's page on their Manta Ray project.
Okay. The Manta Ray.
And we've also got some bits from General Dynamics Mission Systems. They have a whole section of their website dedicated to UUVs.
Excellent.
So let's kick things off with Northrop Grumman and this Manta Ray of theirs.
Yeah, it's a fascinating project to dive into.
Yeah.
I mean, right off the bat, the name itself.
The Manta Ray.
It kind of gives you a clue about, well, the inspiration behind the whole thing. They're looking at those graceful, like, you know, winged fish.
Yeah.
And they're thinking, how can we create a vehicle that can do what those rays do, long missions, going the distance, in places where, frankly, sending humans is just, well, it's too risky, you know?
It's not just a concept, though, is it?
No, no, not at all. This is a full-scale working vehicle.
And they've been working on it with DARPA?
Yeah, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. So, you know, they're serious about this thing. And they're aiming for some pretty revolutionary capabilities.
Northrop Grumman talks about novel design attributes and how they want to achieve strategic surprise, as DARPA calls it.
It's all about having an edge, right? Something that your opponent just doesn't see coming.
Right, something totally unexpected. Okay, so what makes the Manta Ray so special?
Well, they got a few key features they're really highlighting.
Yeah, let's break those down.
First up, it's payload capable. Now, what does that mean for our listeners? Basically, it can be kitted out for all sorts of missions.
They don't go into specifics on their page?
No, they keep it pretty general.
But you can imagine it carrying all sorts of different sensors.
Oh, absolutely. Or communications equipment, or who knows, maybe even tools for specific jobs.
Like a Swiss Army knife of the seas.
Exactly. You don't need a whole fleet of specialized UUVs. You've got one platform that can be adapted to whatever you need.
It's very efficient.
And cost-effective, too, which is, you know, always a good thing.
Okay, so what else? What other cool features?
Well, they're really pushing the autonomy angle.
Right, operating without the need for on-site human logistics.
Which is huge if you're talking about these really long missions.
Hmm.
You don't need a support ship hanging around.
You don't need a crew nearby to pilot it.
It can handle itself.
And this isn't easy to achieve. I mean, the ocean is a complex environment.
It is. It's unpredictable. It's harsh. To make something truly autonomous down there, you need some serious AI, some really sophisticated navigation and decision-making systems.
It's a testament to how far we've come with robotics and AI.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but there's another feature I want to touch on.
Go for it.
They say it's energy saving.
Yes.
That it can anchor itself to the seabed and basically go into hibernation mode.
Yeah. That is a game changer right there.
Yeah.
For our listeners, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Manta Ray can just sit on the ocean floor using minimal power.
It's like it's sleeping.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then when it's needed, it can wake up and get back to work.
So you could have a persistent presence underwater for, well, who knows how long?
Months, maybe even years.
Without having to constantly send someone down to resupply it or anything.
Yeah. Right. And think about what that means for, say, keeping an eye on critical infrastructure. Or for, you know, certain types of surveillance.
It's pretty remarkable.
It is. It really opens up some interesting possibilities.
Okay. One last feature I want to highlight before we move on.
Okay, hit me.
The modular design. No. They've designed this thing so that it can be broken down and shipped in just 5 standard shipping containers.
Which means you can transport it pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, and assemble it on site.
Talk about rapid deployment. You don't need any specialized ports or huge support vessels.
It makes it very agile, logistically speaking.
Very responsive.
Now, Northrop Grumman is positioning themselves as, well, as leaders in this field.
As they should, I'd say. I mean, yeah. They've got a lot of experience with unmanned systems, both in the air and underwater.
They talk about their work with unmanned aerial vehicles and underwater mine hunting systems.
And they've got expertise in all the key areas: autonomous systems, artificial intelligence, machine learning.
So they're bringing a lot to the table with this Manta Ray project.
And for anyone listening who wants to go even deeper, they've got links on their page to more info about their work with autonomous systems, AI, and machine learning.
Yeah, good resources for our listeners. They've also got a video gallery and links to some news articles about the Manta Ray, its development and testing.
So if you want to see this thing in action, you know where to go.
Okay, so now let's shift gears a little and talk about General Dynamics Mission Systems and their UUV work.
Okay, yeah, let's see what they're up to.
They seem to be taking a broader approach.
That's right. They're looking at a wider range of applications for these UUVs.
They talk about intelligence gathering, mine hunting, scientific exploration, even ship hull inspection.
Right. It's all about getting a really good picture of what's going on underwater for all sorts of different reasons.
Now, one thing that stands out is their focus on the Navy.
Yeah, they're very clear about that.
They want to extend the Navy's reach underwater
and keep sailors out of harm's way.
Which is a big part of, the whole idea behind uncrewed systems in general, whether we're talking about air or sea.
Absolutely. If you can keep people away from danger, you do it.
Yeah.
And underwater mine warfare, that is a dangerous business.
Very dangerous. Okay, so how do they see their UUVs being used by the Navy?
Well, they've designed them to be pretty versatile. They can be launched from submarines, from surface ships, even by a two-man team.
So they can be integrated with existing naval assets.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very flexible.
Now, they also talk about the future and how these UUVs will be able to connect with other vessels using command and control systems.
Right. So they're not just operating in isolation. They're part of a network.
A coordinated underwater network. Imagine that.
It's like a team of robots working together down there, sharing information.
Maybe even collaborating on tasks.
It's really interesting to think about.
And they're not standing still technologically. They're constantly upgrading their UUVs with the latest tech.
Right. They talk about integrating the latest commercial technology,
mm-hmm.
including, you know, really advanced sonar systems.
So they can see better, more clearly.
Sharper images, more detail.
And they're big on artificial intelligence and machine learning, just like Northrop Grumman.
Yeah, it's a common thread here. They want their UUVs to be more autonomous.
To be able to process information on board, to make decisions without needing a human operator, to give them instructions every step of the way.
It's crucial if you want these things to operate effectively in, in such a complex environment.
Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks. Are these UUVs actually out there doing stuff?
They are. They're not just prototypes sitting in a lab.
They've got real-world programs going on right now.
They're building UUVs for the U.S. Navy and the Australian Navy for mine hunting missions all over the globe.
They specifically mention the SEA 1778 program for the Royal Australian Navy.
Right. They're using Bluefin 9 and Bluefin 12 UUVs for that.
It's good to see these things actually out there making a difference.
It's not just theory anymore. It's real-world deployment.
Now, they've got a whole family of Bluefin UUVs designed for all sorts of missions.
Yeah, both military and scientific. And they're modular, so they can be adapted to different needs.
They boast about having integrated over 70 different sensors onto, over 100 vehicles.
That's a lot of experience.
It shows you just how adaptable these platforms are.
Yeah, you can tailor them to the specific mission, whether you're mapping the seabed, monitoring the environment, or, doing some reconnaissance.
And for those who want to go deep, really deep, they've got UUVs that can dive to 14,000 feet.
That's incredible. Think of the parts of the ocean we can now explore.
It's amazing. Now, they're also not shy about showing off what their UUVs can do.
No, they've got a whole section on their page about demonstrations.
Both in simulations and in real-world exercises.
They talk about a Bluefin 9 UUV conducting intelligence gathering during the U.S. Navy's ANTX 2019 exercise.
And a Bluefin 21 navigating autonomously under the Arctic ice during ICX 2020.
That's impressive. Under ice navigation, that's a whole other level of complexity.
It's a hostile environment down there.
It is. Very challenging. But these UUVs are up to the task.
Okay, one last thing before we wrap up. General Dynamics has recently opened a new UUV Manufacturing and Assembly Center of Excellence in Taunton, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. That's a big investment.
It shows you how serious they are about this technology.
They're gearing up for large-scale production. They know the demand for these UUVs is only going to grow.
So to bring this all together, we've got two companies, both doing amazing work in the UUV field.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see.
But they're taking slightly different approaches.
Right. They have different strengths, different focuses.
Northrop Grumman, with their Manta Ray, is really focused on those long-duration missions and, well, in really tough environments.
Places where you wouldn't want to send a human.
And they're big on energy efficiency, that hibernation mode.
Yeah, that's a unique feature.
General Dynamics, on the other hand, they're offering a broader range of UUVs for a wider range of missions.
Mine hunting, scientific work, intelligence gathering. They're really covering a lot of ground.
And they're all about integrating their UUVs with existing naval forces.
Making them part of the team.
Now, despite their differences, both companies are really emphasizing the importance of autonomy and AI.
Yeah, they both see that as the future of this technology.
So the big takeaway for our listeners today is that UUV technology is advancing rapidly.
If not science fiction anymore.
We are entering a new era of underwater operations, and it's going to impact everything from national security to scientific exploration.
The implications are huge. These machines can go where we can't. They can stay down there for extended periods, and they're getting smarter all the time.
It's a bit mind-boggling when you think about it.
It is. It's a revolution happening beneath the waves.
And that brings us to our final thought for today. As these uncrewed systems become more advanced, more sophisticated, what new possibilities will they open up?
And what new challenges?
Exactly. What ethical considerations will we need to grapple with? As these silent robots become more and more prevalent in our oceans, what will it mean for us? For the planet?
Something to ponder.
It is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.